Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective. And this morning I am here with Leslie Claridge, a volunteer and program coordinator for REACH, as well as Giovanna Boyd, the intern for REACH. How are you both doing today?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Yes, of course. So, Giovanna, I'm going to ask you first. You're the intern. You should know this question. What is the mission of REACH?
So the mission of REACH is to promote literacy for children who are at risk and homeless throughout the coast of Virginia.
And what does REACH stand for? Just so I can cover that.
Reading enriches all children.
Perfect. Now, how were you guys founded?
We were founded in 1998 by a local teacher who noticed that there were children in her class that didn't recognize basic literary characters like Dr. Seuss and Curious George. Mm-hmm. And so she started to collect books in her garage. You know, kind of every great thing starts in a garage.
Yeah.
She started to collect books in her garage, and she started a read aloud program at the HER shelter in Portsmouth.
Okay.
And so what she would do is she would go out, read to the children, and at the end of the read aloud, the children would get to take books home with them to keep.
Wow.
And so here we are 20 years later. Mm-hmm. We're coming into our 21st year, and we're still carrying on her legacy of distributing books to children in coastal Virginia.
And what are some of the programs that you guys offer?
We have our Read Aloud program is how we were founded. Mm-hmm. And so we do still do some of our Read Alouds in and around coastal Virginia. We go to homeless and domestic violence shelters and read to the kids. And
okay.
So it's that same premise that that Kristen founded us on. And but we also have what we called our Growing Readers program. And our Growing Readers program allows teachers, Title I schools, anybody who can't afford books for their own classroom or for their own, instruction. Mm-hmm. If they need books, they can come into REACH and they can get as many books as they can carry out.
Wow.
Free of charge.
Wow.
And so we're kind of paying it forward.
Yeah.
Because we had a lot of about 7 or 8 years ago, we had a lot of calls about where can we donate our old children's books, mm-hmm. And the children have outgrown them. Well, bring them to REACH, and we will distribute them out to our teachers in our Title I schools.
And you mentioned coastal Virginia. So where are you guys located exactly?
We are located at 2428 Almeda Avenue, Suite 302 in Norfolk, Virginia.
And do you have, just have programs on the south side, or is it region wide?
Well, we have programs throughout 9 cities of coastal Virginia. As far as north is Williamsburg, and as far west is Franklin.
Okay, and what donations are you seeking that would help support your mission? Is it just books, or could it be anything else?
New books, definitely monetary support as well, as little as 25 cents.
Anything. Wow, okay.
Yep.
And, with just 2 staff members, how are you able to, achieve this mission?
We have incredible volunteers and interns.
Yeah.
We love our interns. We couldn't do it. An intern is an extended member of our REACH family, but we have incredible volunteers who go out and help us carry out our mission. One of the programs that I wanted to mention, too, was our Moonbeams and Sweet Dreams program. And that is a bedtime reading routine initiative that we've set up so that kids can read with the parents can read to their kids, mm-hmm. at night. We give each child a tote bag, a cozy blanket, and 4 books.
Oh, that is adorable.
Yeah. And so, but because we do have those volunteers who go out and read to the children too. But, what we're trying to do is we are trying to put our focus more on book distribution,
mm-hmm.
because when we get books into the hands of children, there's a direct correlation between the number of books in a child's home and poverty. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to get as many books out into the community as we can so that children have the literary resources they need.
Now, you mentioned that you go and read to students and or children, and also some of your volunteers can do that as well. So families can volunteer to read?
Families can volunteer to read as long as everybody is 18 years or older.
Okay.
And the reason for that is obviously because some of the read alouds are take place in the homeless and domestic violence shelters. And so everybody has to go through a background check
and
make sure that everybody's vetted. But we do have opportunities for kids to volunteer. They can help us with book drives. We always need, we have a really good supply right now of our, what we call gently loved books. But if they want to hold a new book drive for us, they can.
Okay.
If they have a free little library that they need stocked, they can call us and kind of, you know, and kind of volunteer by paying it forward that way. And then of course, donation drives.
Now, tell us a little bit more about your impact in the community with regard to book distribution.
We distribute a lot of books. I mean, that's a good thing. And so since 2010, we've distributed 167,000 books.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
I was not expecting that many.
I know. Wow. I know. And valued at $661,000.
Oh,
and
my
so
gosh.
We have distributed, for instance, in Portsmouth, we've distributed 11,000 books.
Okay.
Norfolk, a little over 13,000 books. Norfolk probably gets the bulk of our books, Norfolk and Portsmouth, because those are areas that we find that children are underserved. And so we do distribute a lot of books over in those two cities.
Now, do you work with other agencies in the community to address similar issues?
Yes, we definitely work with other agencies. These unique agencies include like For Kids, the Boys and Girls Club of Southeastern Virginia, Bright Start, different local shelters, United Way, Women United, United for Children, YWCA, Samaritan House, and The Her.
And what are some of your who are some of your partners in the community?
All of those agencies that I just mentioned, though, they are the other partners that
we have a total of 68 partner agencies.
Now I understand why you can't really run down that full list, but the big ones,
you know, a lot of agencies that we serve.
And where does most of your funding come from?
They come from public donations, primarily. That's how we're supported. We do have some grant funding, but we are proud to say that 95% of every donation goes back into our programs, and so that we can sustain all of our book distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're really proud of that.
Do you have any special events coming up in which, you know, the community might be able to help?
This is event season. We are in the throes of event season. Summer is our busiest time at Reach. And we've got Harbor Fest coming up on June 7th. It's a Friday. We need volunteers.
And that's next week. That's next weekend.
And so we always need volunteers to help us at our service club tent. So if you want to come out and help us serve alcoholic beverages, so everybody has to be over 21.
Of course.
And what we do is we serve the beverages to the general public, and then the tips that we receive we get to keep
for Reach. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how could someone sign up for that if they're interested?
They can visit us at our website, www.reachreads.org /volunteer with Reach. And then we also have Survivor Challenge coming up on June the 29th this year at Virginia Wesleyan. And then Latino Fest in July 27th.
Now, are any of these events annual events?
All of them are.
All of them are annual events.
The Fest Events, it's based on a lottery, but we always do Harbor Fest. And but Latino Music Fest is different for us this year, so I'm really excited.
And even the Reach Survivor Challenge.
The Reach Survivor Challenge is an annual event. This will be our 16th year.
Okay.
Having the Survivor Challenge. And, you know, we have a lot of corporations who come back to defend their title, and so they...
It makes it fun.
It does. Yeah.
How can local companies or groups participate in the Survivor Challenge?
They can contact us via our website. We do have a portion of our website devoted just for Survivor Challenge, so if corporations, it's not too late to sign up a team, but you can go to our website also. We have a Survivor Challenge page. They can,
and for maybe some corporations that who are interested in, you know, participating, before I get into that, who are some of the corporations that are participating this year?
This year we have Booz Allen Hamilton, who they come every single year to defend their defend their name. And we've got the Ward's Corner Lions, which is a civic group in Norfolk. We've got QVC. QVC is coming again. They're a really great supporter of ours. Mm-hmm. We've got Portfolio Recovery Associates based out of their Hampton Roads office. They've got two teams coming in this year. And we have Titan America, which is Titan America is a pretty big team. And
you're still accepting teams?
So we are still accepting teams.
Okay, so again, they could just visit your website and you have a page dedicated to that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, describe some of the obstacles that competitors can look forward to this year.
Well, I don't want to give away all of our obstacles, you know, and have people research some of them. But all of the obstacles are set up to be able to accommodate every athletic ability. You don't need you don't need to be like a triathlon to participate in Survivor Challenge. It's really set up for everybody, because most of the obstacles are something you have to think about, because what we do is we create the obstacles so that teams have to complete them as a team.
Oh, okay.
So that they're more team building activities than they are
like physical
running. And there is some relay, but not very much. But we do have, for instance, we have one game that I can give away because it's not really strategic. It is, but the game of throws is what we call it. Ah, clever, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we have the game of throws, and it's a kind of a balloon toss back and forth. And so that's one. That's probably one of our most popular games, because we try to come up with games that will cool you off as you're participating.
Oh, yeah, because it's been hot lately.
Yes.
So that's great. Now, the Reach Survivor Challenge, again, when is it happening?
It's happening this year on June the 29th, and teams start arriving at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we usually have lunch and trophy presentation around 1.
And where is the event held again?
Virginia Wesleyan.
And that's here in Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, if someone is unable to compete, what are other ways people can get involved?
In Survivor Challenge, we always need volunteers. We need volunteers to help us run our obstacles. No experience necessary. We'll train on site. We always need just general hands-on people to help us set up the event, break down the event, and just kind of make sure that the event as a whole is running smoothly.
Now, is there a minimum age to volunteer for the Survivor Challenge?
16.
16. Mm-hmm, 16. And what would you say are your most urgent needs for Reach?
Right now, I would say probably funding.
Okay.
I mean, you know, every nonprofit's going to probably say funding.
It's funny you say that, because everyone I interview says the same exact thing. But it's the truth, though. I mean, you need the community to help and, you know, fund this to be able to do these great things for these kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but funding, you know, because it'll increase our facility expansion, because we're doing a lot of distribution, as you can see. Mm-hmm. We are on track to distribute almost over 40,000 books this year. We've already distributed over 35,000.
Wow.
So we are cranking it.
Busy
yeah.
Bees.
So, yeah.
What would make the greatest difference in helping your organization get better at what it does?
You know what? It's probably, I hate to go back to this, but it is probably funding more than anything, because it allows us to broaden our reach out into the community. No pun intended, but it does help us broaden our reach out into the community. So funding, volunteers, you know, who will help us do that. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, general awareness of the impacts of literacy on children, you know, and for children, because we want to build strong readers in our community, because strong readers become strong community leaders.
Mm-hmm. What else would you say is the importance of reading for a child?
Well, I mean, reading is the basis of everything that we know, really. You know, it is a direct correlation of everything that we do in life.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you do is reading. You go on the internet, you read, you know, you can't drive without knowing how to read. You can't work without knowing how to read. And, you know, some people have gotten by, you know, in years past, but, you know, this world is moving so fast that there's no time really to kind of make up for those skills that are lacking. And so for me, you know, we had an event yesterday at PB Young Elementary, and, you know, there's always a couple of kids that really just hate reading. I was one of those kids growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And So I really, like, my personal mission in working at Reach and why I love Reach so much is because it just takes that one book that's going to make all the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the children that came in yesterday, and Giovanna was there and she can attest to this, but, you know, there were a couple of kids and there was one kid that I hate reading. I don't want a book. And I'm like, but have you seen this book?
Yeah.
And
make it fun for them.
Yeah. And the first book I picked wasn't a good pick. Okay, I'll admit. But the second book, he was like, okay. Let's try this book. And so, because I know that it just really just takes that, you just have to find the book mm-hmm. for the child, you know, instead of saying, you have to read this. You know, kids, if they find a book that they enjoy reading, they're going to find more books that they enjoy reading.
Would you say there's a need to read to children who can't read yet? For example, you know, like a one-year-old. Is it important for you guys to read to, you know, children that young?
Absolutely, because there is there's studies that show that that children who live in lower income areas actually hear less words. I mean, millions of less words
mm-hmm.
than children who live in higher income areas. And so it's a huge, what's the word?
I guess
it's
like a huge benefit.
It's a huge benefit to be able to read to your kids or to read to your kids before, even when they're babies. And, you know, some parents even read before they're out of the womb.
I did that. I'm one of those parents.
Yes.
And now I read a book every night. My son will be 5 months on June 6th. But like last night we read If I Ran the Circus.
Yes.
And he was like amazed with it. Like he's just looking at the book and I'm like, okay. But I'm sitting there stumbling over my words because Dr. Seuss like gets me all confused. But he doesn't know that
Dr.
yet.
Dr. Seuss, yeah. You should try Pete the Cat too.
Pete the Cat. Okay.
Pete the Cat is kind of this generation's Dr. Seuss.
Okay, I'll have to remember that.
Pete the Cat. It's all groovy.
Now, if anyone wanted to get to know the organization better, what is the best ways they could learn more?
They can learn more by simply calling us. You can call us at 627-4722 or visit us on the web, www.reachreads.org.
Now, I just want to go over the event Reach Survivor Challenge one more time just for our listeners that may just be tuning in. So let's run that down with a date, time, location, and benefit.
Date, time, location. Date is June the 29th. Location's at Virginia Wesleyan, off of Wesleyan Drive,
mm-hmm.
of course. And the time is usually, the actual event runs from about 10 to 1. But the team start arriving around 9 o'clock in the morning. And the benefit, of course, is Reach. I mean, this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. You know, some people have golf tournaments mm-hmm. and other things, but this is our signature event. And so it really is, even though it's usually hot, but the teams that come out from corporations, local corporations, they have the best time. And a lot of times the corporations that send their employees, the employees don't even work together. So it also provides kind of a nice networking event.
Yeah. Sounds like a field day for corporations.
It is, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I always ask in my interviews if there's anything you'd like to leave with Hampton Roads today, whether it's in regards to the Survivor Challenge, Reach in general, anything that you'd like. So what would you like to leave with Hampton Roads?
You know, I would just like to leave that, and this is kind of a quote that I always say.
From a book?
Yeah, it is from a book. It's actually from a Dr. Seuss book. And so you're never too old, too wacky, too wild to pick up a book and read to a child.
Well, thank you both for coming in today to talk about Reach. It was so nice to, I've never even heard of you guys before. So now, you know, you've informed our community about Reach and also the Survivor Challenge coming up. Again, you can get more information by visiting z104.com because we have all the details up there. Thank you, ladies, for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.